Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A fairly uneventful day today for grain futures after having a really negative week. Corn closed down today 2 cents at 381 and 3/4 cents in the December corn. So about 2 cents off of the low of 379 and a quarter. This week, we started on Sunday night at opening down, gapping down, leaving a gap at 402 for the December corn. So there will be some people that will say that that gap will need to be filled at some point. Also this week went below the moving average of at 397, but did not make new contract lows set in the middle part of June for the corn. Beans, disappointing as well, down 10.5 cents at $9.39. There was some announcements this morning out of the USDA that China canceled about 200,000 metric tons of soybeans for the 14-15 crop year. And so that was the main driver to the downside today, which had beans settling down 9.75 at 9.40 and a quarter. They did not go through the low set to Monday, which was around 9.30. We're about 10 cents above that and about 40 cents away from the lows set at the first part of June. Wheat futures finished the day steady in both Kansas City and Chicago.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Along with that negative bean cancellation this morning, there was a little bit of corn sold to Mexico, 108,000 metric tons, and 127,000 metric tons of wheat to an unknown destination, so that report wasn't completely negative. The spring wheat tour wrapped up yesterday showed 49.9 bushels per acre estimated for the spring wheat crop. Last year it was 48.6, so we're about 1.3 bushels higher than last year. The five-year average is 45.2 bushels per acre. So it appears that the wheat crop in North and South Dakota is looking really good at this point. Now, the satellite yield data, which is released every 2 weeks, shows an expected 166.7 bushels an acre for corn. That's up 1.3 bushels an acre from last time. For soybeans, they left it unchanged at 45.6 bushels per acre. But both of those indicate a pretty decent crop gauged on the satellite infrared sensors. Managed money still long across the board, long about 45 million bushels of wheat, a little over a billion bushels of corn, and long 300 million bushels of soybeans. Next week, we have a couple of reports. FC Stone will release their yields on Tuesday and Informa on Wednesday.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, August live cattle were up 47 cents at 145.70. August feeders down half a dollar at 210.72. And August lean hogs were down $1.17 on the day at 78.50. September Kansas City wheat up 1.25 at 492 1/4. Chicago September corn down 2.25 at 371 even. And August soybeans down 9.5 cents on the day at 980 3/4. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.